9. Present status of the rebellion. Early in the days of the Lucifer Rebellion, salvation was offered all rebels by Michael. To all who would show proof of sincere repentance, he offered, upon his attainment of complete universe sovereignty, forgiveness and reinstatement in some form of universe service. None of the leaders accepted this merciful proffer, but thousands of the angels and the lower orders of celestial beings, including hundreds of the material sons and daughters, accepted the mercy proclaimed by the Panopteans and were given rehabilitation at the time of Jesus' resurrection 1900 years ago. These beings have since been transferred to the Father's world of Jerusalem, where they must be held, technically, until the Eversa courts hand down a decision in the matter of Gabriel versus Lucifer. But no one doubts that, when the annihilation verdict is issued, these repentant and salvaged personalities will be exempted from the decree of extinction. These probationary souls now labor with the Panopteans in the work of caring for the Father's world. The Archdeceiver has never been on Urantia since the days when he sought to turn back Michael from the purpose to complete the bestowal and to establish himself finally and securely as the unqualified ruler of Nebadon. Upon Michael's becoming the settled head of the universe of Nebadon, Lucifer was taken into custody by the agents of the Eversa Ancients of Days, and has since been a prisoner on Satellite Number 1 of the Father's group of the Transition Spheres of Jerusalem. And here the rulers of other worlds and systems behold the end of the unfaithful sovereign of Satania. Paul knew of the status of these rebellious leaders following Michael's bestowal, for he wrote of Caligastia's chiefs as spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Michael, upon assuming the supreme sovereignty of Nebadon, petitioned the Ancients of Days for authority to intern all personalities concerned in the Lucifer Rebellion, pending the rulings of the Superuniverse Tribunals in the case of Gabriel versus Lucifer, placed on the records of the Eversa Supreme Court almost 200,000 years ago, as you reckon time. Concerning the System Capital Group, the Ancients of Days granted the Michael petition with but a single exception. Satan was allowed to make periodic visits to the apostate princes on the fallen worlds until another Son of God should be accepted by such apostate worlds, or until such time as the courts of Eversa should begin the adjudication of the case of Gabriel versus Lucifer. Satan could come to Urantia because you had no son of standing in residence, neither planetary prince nor material son. Machaventa Melchizedek has since been proclaimed vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia, and the opening of the case of Gabriel versus Lucifer has signalized the inauguration of temporary planetary regimes on all the isolated worlds. It is true that Satan did periodically visit Caligastia and others of the fallen princes right up to the time of the presentation of these revelations, when there occurred the first hearing of Gabriel's plea for the annihilation of the arch-rebels. Satan is now unqualifiedly detained on the Jerusalem prison worlds. Since Michael's final bestowal, no one in all Satania has desired to go to the prison worlds to minister to the interned rebels, and no more beings have been won to the deceiver's cause. For 1900 years, the status has been unchanged. We do not look for a removal of the present Satania restrictions until the Ancients of Days make final disposition of the arch-rebels. The system circuits will not be reinstated so long as Lucifer lives. Meantime, he is wholly inactive. The rebellion has ended on Jerusalem. It ends on the fallen worlds as fast as divine sons arrive. We believe that all rebels who will ever accept mercy have done so. We await the flashing broadcast that will deprive these traitors of personality existence. We anticipate the verdict of Eversa will be announced by the executionary broadcast, which will effect the annihilation of these interned rebels. Then will you look for their places, but they shall not be found. And they who know you among the worlds will be astonished at you. You have been a terror, but never shall you be any more. And thus shall all of these unworthy traitors become as though they had not been. All await the Eversa decree. But for ages the seven prison worlds of spiritual darkness in Satania have constituted a solemn warning to all Nebadon, eloquently and effectively proclaiming the great truth that the way of the transgressor is hard, that within every sin is concealed the seed of its own destruction, that the wages of sin is death. Presented by Manovandet Melchizedek, one time attached to the receivership of Urantia.